and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and mental strength training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com, and our world-famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Well, I hope you have enjoyed these past two sessions. Great, great interviews with some fantastic individuals. I'm still lining up other folks to interview, so if you have any ideas or thoughts on who you'd like me to reach out and talk to about mental strength and about people that you would like to model for success, whether it's in the fitness, the business, the relationship, any of those things, because the point of these interviews is not just for entertainment, which is great, but the point of the interview is to help you understand how a person thinks and behaves to achieve that level of success, which brings us to today's topic, is consistency. And I think if you go back and listen to Brad and Mark, you'll hear that they were very, very consistent in their approach to what they're doing. And consistency is one of those very, very overused words that we think we are consistent. And I think that is true, that we are consistently inconsistent. This goes back to, I remember reading a book by J. Conrad Levinson on guerrilla marketing, and he talked about committing to a marketing plan. And basically, you lay out your marketing plan, you say what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, and you do it, and you do it, and you do it, and you do it, and you're consistent with your application of that. And he gave an example of, I'm not in favor of smoking, but he gave an example of doing this with Marlboro. And it went from one of the worst-selling cigarettes to one of the best-selling cigarettes because of the consistency of the marketing campaign. You look at anything. You look at the financial part. If you consistently deposit $10 in your savings account every week, what'll happen after a while? It's this consistency, this law of consistency, which helps achieve success. And then you can look at inconsistency, where if you go to the gym once a week, you may think you're consistent, but is that consistent with what your goal is? So there's that relation of consistency to what do you want to get. You may be able to be consistent with some things once a month, once a week, I would venture to say that when it comes to personal success, peak personal performance, and those aspects that we're talking about here in mental strength, there needs to be a daily consistency towards what you want. And this gets back when I'm doing a session on goal setting, right? We do a 1 year, a 9 month, 3 month, or 9 month, 6 month, 3 month, 1 month goal, smarter goals, and then we look at strategies and how to get to that, and then the tactics. Those are the tactics. And I know this can be pretty chunked down or detailed oriented, but if you don't have tactics, you can't be consistent because you don't know what you're going to be doing. So part of being consistent is knowing what you're going to do, which means that you have to create a plan. When you create a plan, you can execute that plan and you can be consistent. When you fly by the seat of your pants, you're going to crash by the seat of your pants because you're not going to have a roadmap on where to go and how to be consistent. Let's use fitness for an example. It can either be that you want to get in shape for maybe Mark's 1 week Navy his SEAL fit. Well, I would venture that anybody would not just want to walk into that if you've seen the videos on that. So you would need to prepare for that. What would that look like? Well, it may look like running. You may have to do calisthenics. You may have to do weight training. You may have to do change your nutrition around. All that is very high level. Then you start, those are strategies. Then you start saying, okay, when it comes to running, I'm going to run 3 times a week. That's close, but how far are you going to run? Well, I'm going to run 1 mile 3 times a week. And you start running 1 mile 3 times a week. And then you start checking that off. And then you change your nutrition and you change your aspects, but you keep applying it. Here's a critical thing about consistency. You have to document what you're doing. Otherwise, you'll be delusional about how consistent you are. We tend to over-exaggerate how successful we are and under-exaggerate our failures sometimes. We think that we're doing fantastic and we're doing great and we're doing this. And when you start to document how successful you are, you're really not that consistent. And we'll just stay with that. Is to walk through life delusional is setting you yourself up for failure, which in some ways, I'm going to get off to a tangent here, which in some ways could be supporting an undesirable belief or unsupportive belief, but that's for another podcast. Here we're just talking about consistency. So how do you maintain consistency? First, you have to know what you want. Seth Godin talks about this in The Dip. We're all going to hit these dips when we're going after a goal, and your consistency will help you move through that dip. So first you have to determine what you want, and is it worthwhile going after? At what point will you stop going after that goal? You need to figure that out at what point, because if you're going to stop very early, your consistency and momentum isn't going to build up. But if you're never going to stop until you reach it, then you're going to have the motivation to be consistent. So establish the goal. Make sure it's a worthwhile goal. Develop a couple of strategies for achieving that. Strategies are what you're going to do. Your tactics are how you're going to do it. So develop a couple of strategies. I say three strategies are great. And for fitness, that would be exercise, nutrition, and potentially either stretching or hydration. So those would be three strategies. And then you develop your tactics. The tactics for nutrition, I'm going to eat 5 to 6 feedings a day. They're going to consist of 30 grams of protein, 20 grams of carb, 5 grams of fat. And those are, and you're going to say, I'm going to eat those every 3 hours. That's specific. And then you start jotting down, did I eat every 3 hours? Yes, 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 yes. And you will be able to build up your consistency. You're going to be able to track it and go, yes, 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 I did that. Did you do that when you worked out? Did you do that when you were wanting to save for a down payment for a home? Did you consistently put money into your account? Now, the key here is that it may not be the same amount, preferably it is, but if you build up the habit, it's going to be natural. It's going to be second nature to putting that in there. So it's the same with depositing money or saving money. It's all of this consistency, and then you track it. You don't know if you're consistent until you track it. Otherwise, you are fooling yourself. So consistency means, you know, you have to be, where does consistency come from? It comes from a worthwhile goal. And then you have strategies on how you're going to get there. Then you have the tactics. The application or the execution of those tactics on a regular basis is your consistency. And this could be even with a relationship. You're going to have date night once a week. Consistently do the date night once a week. So the important thing is with consistency is, one, what are you consistent to? What are you measuring yourself against? You can say I'm consistent, but compared to what? And I would say you set your own comparison. Don't, unless you're going to model somebody else's success, unless you're going to look at somebody else's fitness routine, unless you're going to look at somebody else's relationship, then you look at somebody who is successful and measure your consistency against them. Otherwise, set your own consistency and measure it, and then evaluate, is your consistency getting you closer to your goal? If not, then you might need to be more consistent. If you only go to the gym once a week, I'm consistent, but you're not losing weight, you're not getting stronger, then perhaps you need to change up that consistency. That's what why model or modeling is so important with consistency, is if you don't know what it's going to take to get to that goal, use somebody else who already has it and model their consistency. And this may be striking a chord with some of you, it may not, but I would ask you, if you think you are consistent, if you were on Oprah or if you were on a TV show or whatever it may be, or if you were being interviewed, how could you prove that you are consistent? What documentation do you have? And it doesn't necessarily mean your results, because there are those times where you can get results over one or two aspects. But do you have the results, and do you have the footsteps leading up to them? Do you have the breadcrumbs to show that you are consistent? What actions are you taking that reflects your commitment to consistency to that goal? And if you're not consistent, if you feel that you're not consistent, ask yourself, how can I be more consistent? What can I do to become more consistent? What can I put in place to help me become more consistent? And when we do something new in the beginning, it may seem cold, it may seem dry, like a checklist or a to-do list or I'm going to do this every day or tracking it. But that's how habits are developed. We all have these habits that we do unconsciously. And at some point or another, we either had a mental checklist or a physical checklist to make sure we're doing what we're doing. But it is a very important to have a plan of attack and to look at it and say, this is what I'm going to do, and you start working that consistency. I remember in Body for Life with Bill Phillips, he's talking about a very simple method of consistency, that you are going to work out at least once a day and eat 5 good meals a day. And you would make one diagonal line on your calendar that represented the food and another diagonal line representing your workout. So if you ate 5 meals according to what you want to do, you'd make a slash at a 45-degree angle from corner to corner. And if you worked out for your 45 minutes to an hour, you would make another one. And then at the end of the month, you would be able to look at your calendar and see these X's and say, yep, I was consistent. If you saw only one line, you're going, I was only consistent in working out. My diet wasn't that good. And you'll know how to be more consistent. So consistency is really, it's another mental strength aspect, another mental strength skill, behavior that will help you achieve your personal success, peak performance. And if you go back and listen to the interviews with Mark and Brad, you will hear that very, very specifically. And basically what consistency does is help you program your mind for success. So remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.